members Alvino Ray and the Ralph Carmichael Orchestra. What a friend we have in Jesus. Well, it's presidential time in Texas. Luncheon in Dallas and dinner in Austin. And not only has the cavalcade just gone by here, right by the windows of KSKY, but when we look further into South Texas, we find that it's very much vice presidential time as well. Former Vice President John Nance Garner today is observing his 95th birthday at his Uvalde home. He had tears in his eyes when he spoke to about 150 well-wishers at his home and told them they were kind to take the time to visit him. The man known as Cactus Jack turned out in a black suit with a red bow tie to greet his guests. He kissed two pretty girls on both their hands and cheeks when they presented him with bouquets of carnations. They were Sandra Dietz of Fredericksburg and an exchange student from Norway, Ingar Almes. We wish Cactus Jack the happiest of birthdays. And now we continue with our program. Let's see, we better keep you up with the time. 26 minutes of 1 o'clock. Ailey, Ailey, sung by Perry Como. You know, as I hear Perry Como sing that, I think of the great ecumenical council at Vatican. And this is really one of the major things it's all about.
All about.
Ecumenical.
Ecumenical.
Worldwide.
Worldwide.
There's Perry Como. He's an Italian. He's Roman Catholic.
He's Roman Catholic.
He's singing one of the greatest Jewish chants in all Jewish music. Ailey, Ailey. 17 and a half minutes of 1 o'clock, and we're back with Ray Charles singing.
When the church is Sunday,
we interrupt this program of music to bring you this bulletin from United Press International from Dallas. President Kennedy and Governor John Connally of Texas have been cut down by assassins' bullets in downtown Dallas. They were riding in an open automobile when the shots were fired. The president, his limp body cradled in the arms of his wife, Jacqueline, has been rushed to Parkland Hospital. We will keep you informed.
So despised by the world as a wondrous attraction for me.
The president riding in his open car has been shot, as has been Governor Connally. They are being rushed to Parkland Hospital. We will keep you informed. This is Sky, KSKY 660 on the radio in Dallas. We're going to continue with our program and keep you informed of any information that comes in to us at KSKY concerning the attempted assassination of the president. We'll take a look at the weather now for the Dallas-Fort Worth area. Mostly cloudy and cooler this afternoon, partly cloudy and colder tonight, fair Saturday. High both afternoons in the lower 60s, low tonight in the upper 30s. Wind westerly, 15 to 20 miles an hour this afternoon, becoming northerly, 10 to 15 miles per hour tonight. Light showers this morning ended by noon, bringing 0.06 of an inch of rain. 66 degrees in Dallas right now. It's gone up 3 degrees since noon. 65% relative humidity. The wind from the west, 15 miles an hour. The barometer, 29.85, falling. Let's make a date. Let's make a date right now for every weekday, Monday through Friday, at 8 o'clock in the morning, 660 on your radio dial. That's when Dr. Manfred George Gutsky brings you a power-packed 15 minutes of concentrated Bible teaching. If you want to know what life is all about, if you want peace of mind, peace of heart, best of all, peace with God, then join us on KSKY every weekday, Monday through Friday, at 8 o'clock in the morning, 660 on your radio dial. The program, appropriately, is entitled The Bible for You. The broadcaster is Dr. Manfred George Gutsky, professor of Bible at Columbia Seminary in Decatur, Georgia. We continue with music in KSKY. We'll be hearing from Brother Roloff at 1 o'clock. It's now 11 minutes of 1, and we're going to hear Albino Ray and the Ralph Carmichael Orchestra, Cleanse Me.